Okay, Chevre, so to be perfectly honest with you, I was in the middle of cleaning the house until about 10 minutes ago, until we realized that there was a shiur bath to take place. So, instead of sharing Divrei Torah with you, I'm going to share with you a small vart from a kid's story, which I read to my little guy every once in a while when going to sleep. I'm being serious. I wanted to actually use this muslig in more of an expanded shiur, but I see that Gizman, that on a whim I'm going to share this inyan and relate it to Yetzias Mitzrayim. What we're trying to do over these past number of weeks, we've been talking about the world climate currently, leading our way up to Pesach and Yetzias Mitzrayim, is to try to understand on a personal level what Yetzias Mitzrayim is about. Because Yetzias Mitzrayim is not just a global event, and it's not just something of the past, not just a national event, it's something which relates to each and every one of us every single year at this time, and frankly, every single day. There's an inyan of Zeichah Yetzias Mitzrayim, and something is supposed to be poil. Something is supposed to happen with that Zeichah for Yetzias Mitzrayim every day in Kriyat Shema. This is a very sadistic inyan. That's what we're trying to come out of this experience called Leil HaSeder and Pesach Bechlal. People spend a lot of money and a lot of time and energy going to psychologists, therapists, social workers. And the tzad hashava of it all is to try to find themselves. It's to try to find who I am. Who is me? And this musig, this inyan called me, is much more than psychology. A Jew knows that unless he takes into account the spiritual component of who we are, a diagnosis of the mind, or even emotionally, is just only chatzi davar, it's only half the thing. We're not emotionally, physically, psychologically healthy unless the spiritual component is addressed. Because every single one of us has a yearning for Hashem and for closeness with Him. And unless this is being addressed in our lives, there's going to be a sense of sadness, of disappointment. Because as the Ramcha writes, and from the beginning of Maseilas Yesharim, we've been gifted with a neshama which comes from the heavens, from the highest places, and there's nothing in this world which can satisfy this piece of godliness inside of ourselves, unless we provide for it things which come from that place. Like a princess who comes into a village, they can wine her and dine her and give her all of their best and their finest, but she's a princess, so she comes from the palace, so whatever they have is going to fall short of whatever she's used to. And the neshama, before coming into this world, is blessed with closeness to Hashem. It's a piece of His oneness. And therefore there is nothing which can satisfy the cravings of the neshama other than the sparks of godliness which are scattered, the experiences of Torah and mitzvahs and tefillah which we involve ourselves in during the day. And although the world tries to market all types of fulfillments of cravings, this will quench your thirst, satisfy your hunger. This is going to be the vacation. It's going to be the trip of a lifetime. There's nothing which is more satisfying for a chelek elokam imah, for a piece of Hashem in this world, to indulge and to satisfy.
Yeah.
Then the Torah mitzvahs, okay, which we do every day.
Yeah. Yeah, I just know all the chametz if you come in the kitchen.
If you could just mute your phone. Thank you.
The bottom there, yeah? Well.
So, I want to share with you a piece from the Naim Adi Melech in Parshas Veschanan, which quoted at a Yortzeit Tish a couple years ago. He writes, "Ki Adam tzarech leilich tamid b'dveikus lachshav v'rem v'uskal yisbarach," that a Yid should go all the time with thoughts of closeness to Hashem, "livchaim b'nafsho b'infalayisav asheraya," to take stock and notice the wonders around him, "nisim v'niflos v'nairoim b'ruov," the amazing creations of Hashem yisbarach, "v'ha'aschal l'lover l'hamadrega hazois," to come to this madrega, one needs to have introspection and to think about this chilek, this piece of godliness from above, which is his soul. Mahi, what is this? And how even this piece of godliness is able to perform miracles. Like the Gemara says that in five ways the neshama is like Hashem. And then he writes, "Aval kishein yodeis atzmo," if a person doesn't know himself, "hu mechusar yediyah gam kein bagoyi baruch hu," he doesn't know the Ribbono shel Olam either, "kevan shafilu atzmo hu eino bayichen," because he's not thinking about who he is. And then he goes on to say that if a Jew really wants to understand the wonders of Hashem, he needs to think about who he is. There's one thing to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu intellectually, and we could speak from today till tomorrow and try to explain Hashem. But a person who's working on making himself holy through Torah and mitzvahs, through davening, day after day, he doesn't just know Hashem based on what he's taught, what he's told, but he knows Hashem because how he experiences Hashem. Everybody experiences Hashem differently. We can't make the mistake to think that the way that a tzaddik experiences Hashem is the same way I do. That a tzaddik who toils in his service of Hashem day in, day out, and he purifies himself, and he walks in the ways of holiness, when he davens, he's not just making requests of Hashem, he's experiencing godliness. When he holds a lulav in his hand, when he hears the shofar, when he sits by the seder table, of course everybody is engrossed and involved, but the tzaddik is able to experience godliness. Not from the outside, but from within himself, he knows Hashem through himself. Because he comes to want to know Hashem through himself, to experience Hashem, not just to know him from the outside, but to experience him. That's the difference between doing Torah mitzvahs in an environment of holiness, day after day, of achieving something, with a goal in mind. Whereas a person who's going through daily life, he goes here and he goes there, and he chaps a mitzvah here, chaps a mitzvah there. And then he wonders, how come nothing's becoming of me. I'm not seeing a Kadosh Baruch Hu in his world. I'm not experiencing a Kadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah and mitzvahs. Well, that's part of Golus, but we have an opportunity through Torah and mitzvahs with a mission, with a Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim, that mitzvahs, as opposed to just side dishes, when they become the main course of our life, then it's an opportunity each time that it's presented before us to experience a Kadosh Baruch Hu, because as the Naim Eli Melech puts it, if we don't know ourselves, we don't know the Ribbono Shel Olam either. And when we look in the mirror every day, and we think that as we look in the mirror, we're looking at ourselves, we've making a grave mistake. Because this body of ours is just a garment which we wear in this world. And we'll wear it in the future too, in the world to come, the Tchiyas HaMeizim. But that's not what's going to go with us from world to world, and therefore that's not who we are essentially. What we are is a piece of Hashem. When we speak about the inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim is this experience. Because the Mitzrayim worked very, very hard to confuse us and to make us think that they were a Mitzrayim, to make us forget who we really are. But Hashem Yisbarach says, "Ani yoytzei b'seich Mitzrayim," that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachah revealed himself on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. He revealed himself to the world and he showed his nisim and iflos, he showed his miracles, and then he came into Mitzrayim kibyachol. That the moment of Yetzias Mitzrayim was not that Hashem was performing miracles that we could see and try to understand who he is from what he does, but to experience him, that he revealed himself on the night of Mitzrayim. Ani yoyetze b'soich Mitzrayim, and therefore each and every Jew has an opportunity on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim that all the confusion of Mitzrayim, all the things that I think about myself, that I'm really this and I'm really that, that I'm just kidding myself. It's an opportunity through an intense night of service of Hashem to reveal ourselves in the same way that Hashem revealed himself in Mitzrayim, Ani Yoytze B'Soich Mitzrayim, that he revealed himself to the world after so many thousands of years of concealing himself from the beginning of creation. I want to read to you this book. It must be a classic by now. By Eric Carle. It's called The Mixed Up Chameleon.
First, I can't get through that. Then I like the funny ring.
And he says here,
it closed. I tried it.
If you could just mute the phone.
I'm going to try pizza baby.
If you could just...
I didn't get into that either way. But it's close in the way.
Can you mute the phone? Can you mute the phone? So he says like this. When the chameleon was warm and had something to eat, he turned sparkly green. When he was cold and hungry, he turned gray and dull. His life was eating flies. It wasn't very exciting. But then one day he went to a zoo and he saw all types of animals. And the chameleon thought to himself, how small I am, how slow I am, how weak I am. If I could only be a polar bear, if I could only be a flamingo, if I could only be a fish or a deer or a turtle, one after the other, if I could be an elephant, I wish I could be like people. And just then a fly flew by and the chameleon was hungry, but he was very mixed up because he was a little of this and a little of that and he couldn't catch the fly. And then the book ends, I wish I could be myself. And the chameleon's wish came true and he caught the fly. We're all starving for ourselves. And we're so confused because the world is constantly marketing things to us to distract us, to confuse us, to make us think that we're something other than who we are, and then we become a mixed up chameleon. And we can't do what we're supposed to do. We can't be who we're supposed to be. Because the world is crying to us, it's shouting to us and saying, you're just flesh and blood, you're no different than us. But a Jew has to know that he's been chosen by Hashem and he's an Am HaNivchar. And being chosen is not just a concept, it's a reality that we have a piece of him. And there's nothing which can satisfy us in this world. And the big nechama is that we're not a chameleon. We're not just people. And our life is not just about eating flies. But if it was, then we would have to be okay with that. But what could be better than our nourishment is Torah and mitzvahs. The spirituality which we do. The greatest nechama that Hashem is going to provide for us in the times of Mashiach is that he's going to say that you are literally the crown of creation, that I give you a piece of me, and you're trying to nash on this and on that, when your greatest satisfaction and the greatest nourishment which you have is the Torah and mitzvahs which you do every day, the davening every day, the learning every day, the chesed every day, and whatever mitzvahs throughout the year, that the night of the Seder is the greatest gift. There's so many mitzvahs galore. But we allow the dimyonos of Edom, all of the imagery and the imagination, all the fake reality, to confuse us. And we're going to realize that we had it all along. Of course, there's much more which Hashem has in store for us. There's a Beis HaMikdash, there's an Eretz Yisrael, there's a whole Tikkun HaOlam which we're waiting for. There's a lot of good things which are waiting for us. But even now, we have so many things that if we would just search for the truth, because the truth will never deceive us and will never disappoint us. That if we search for the truth, like the Navi says, Va'ani b'sei chagoyla, that the ani of every Jew is in Galus. Every Jew is on his ani is in Galus. But the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that we immerse ourselves in the mitzvahs, in Torah mitzvahs, Yetzias Mitzrayim means that we leave all of the confusion of who we think we are and we confront the reality. And a Jew remembers that he's a piece of Hashem and he commits himself to following Hashem's ways. And when we choose that, and we make that our life mission, that we will not be disappointed and we'll live a life of closeness, of ever getting closer to Hashem with greater satisfaction after satisfaction the whole life. The Lechavitcher, when his father passed away and he took the Rebbeshkeit, he became the Rebbe. So he did things which were very different than his father. And many of the Hasidim, the older Tzaddikim, the Hasidim, they had tainas on him. And they said, "You're not doing like your father." And they were very disappointed with him. And he said to them, "I'm exactly like my father. My father didn't copy anybody, and I also don't copy anybody." It's a very powerful lesson that we don't need to look to here and to there to figure out who we are. We have a neshama who has its self-expression, and there's many things which we share alike, and we'll find who we are when we commit ourselves to Torah and mitzvahs. It's the most important element of self-happiness, is to commit ourselves to a life of Avodas Hashem. So with Yetzias Mitzrayim in front of us, it's an opportunity to discover who we are. And Bedikas Chametz, which we're going to do tonight, is means to throw out, to chuck away all of the things who we thought we were. And then to embrace the matzah, simple piece of Hashem, which is really not so simple, which is the greatest, greatest jewel which we have. We should have the Siyata the Shemaya to discover who we are and to embrace that with happiness and to know that it will not disappoint. We should bezeichet to cling to Hashem and to our essence of who we are, to know ourselves and by that to know Him. And to bezeichet to the Geula Shleima, where the whole world will know who He is and who we are. Bekarav bi'ameinu, amen.
Amen. Amen.